Welcome to the Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your host. Whether you're new here or you've tuned in before, we're happy to have you. Today we're talking all about the vault, eMoney's secure home where both you and your clients can store important files and information. eMoney's Carla Youngs is joining me today to talk about the vault and the role that it can play in the advisor-client relationship and planning experience. Carla is a senior training specialist here at eMoney and knows a ton of information on the vault and all of the ways that you can utilize it in the application. If you've even just considered using the vault in your practice, I think you'll really enjoy my conversation with Carla. Hey, Carla, thanks so much for joining the Knowledge Base podcast today. We are going to dive right into talking all about the vault. But I do want to ask you to please tell listeners a little bit about who you are and your role here at eMoney first.
Sounds good. Well, thank you for having me, Kate. My name is Carla Youngs. I am a senior trainer here with eMoney, and I'm excited to be on this podcast here with you today. As a trainer, I get to help licensed users learn about our platform. I like to bring a tailored and intentional approach to my trainings to help meet people where they are and help them build a bridge of knowledge to connect them to the themes of the training sessions.
I love that. I know you play a very important role in making sure that people feel comfortable using the application, which ultimately is the goal. We want our advisors to feel confident in what they do in the application. So I know personally that you do a very great job at it. Awesome. And I kind of want to switch a little bit now to talking about the vault, which is the topic at hand for today. So can you begin by telling users what the advisor vault is in the application and what types of files can be stored in the vault?
Absolutely. So the vault is amazing. I personally love this feature. The vault is a digital document repository that you can access anywhere, anytime, the palm of your hand. You just really need the internet to access it. We support many different file types. However, executable files, .exe is how they're labeled, are not supported. And I should also give another caveat. The individual file size upload limit is 30 megabytes, but that's pretty big. Really, the only time that I've seen that been reached is with trust documents, and you'll just kind of have to parse that out if you're looking to upload the entire document. Yeah, the vault is an amazing piece, and I think we'll delve into a little bit more about what makes it so amazing, but that digital document repository where both you and the client can access information and digitally store information brings peace of mind and organization on a whole new level.
I love that. We're always looking for the peace of mind part, and I like what you mentioned about really creating the vault to be this resource for both advisors and clients so that both can use it. And I feel like it really adds to that advisor-client collaboration piece, which is something that we focus on a lot here at eMoney. What type of customizations does the vault allow? You mentioned a little bit about the vault being able to be used by clients. Can things be easily organized by the client?
Absolutely. So organization just helps at least my mind run a little bit better, a little bit smoother. So the vault allows you to be able to do this, just as how you can create organization on your desktops with file storage organization, a hierarchy there, you can do the same thing within the vault as well. Both the client and the advisor have the ability to create folders, create subfolders, rename things, and so on. The advisors do have a little bit more capability than the client because they technically, since they're granting access to the client portal, they are the ones who have more control over the vault in some aspects. So they can create more folders for themselves to organize different types of documentation, reports, presentations into. Clients do have the ability to do that as well. However, they are limited to two specific folders. Clients can get creative and organize things in two folders. So that would be the My Private Documents and Shared Documents. those two folders. Those are the only two folders that a client can upload information into. And one, the shared documents folder, is going to be shared with the advisor. The advisor will also be able to see any kind of information or documentation that's uploaded there. The My Private Documents folder is just for the client's view. Even being, you know, an admin user of eMoney, I can never see inside somebody's My Private Documents folder. That is just for that client's eyes. Even our security team can't get in there. So clients can create organizations, create subfolders. It's that hierarchy, like I said before. And that really allows you to organize your files and however much you want to upload in a very concise and efficient manner.
That's great. I think that that's super informational. And I know you talked a little bit about, and we'll talk a little bit about it in the future of this episode, but just that advisor versus client vault. Love that you mentioned that there are certain things that are only visible to that client, not even the security team, which I think is so important for the client to feel like that information is secure. Can advisors set up any type of notifications with the vault? We live in this very digital era where we can set up notifications for so many different things. Can advisors set up any type of notification with the vault?
They absolutely can. So there are two main alerts that an advisor can establish relating to a vault. They can be notified if a client uploads something to the vault. So they would only be notified if they uploaded something to that shared documents folder, because remember, clients can only upload into shared documents or my private documents. And that folder, that second one I mentioned, is only visible to the client. So vault upload alert is for that shared documents folder. And then the second alert is the vault download. So if a client downloads a file from their vault, the advisor can choose to be notified of that. Typically, with that kind of alert, we're thinking that the client is downloading a presentation or a report that the advisor added into the vault for them to be able to view.
That's kind of nice, because we try to make it a very hands-on financial planning experience for the client. And I feel like giving the advisor the opportunity to know what their client is up to in that sense, and know maybe when their client has downloaded something, that really lends to that. And it lends to just having an understanding of, hey, my client's really engaging in this. They're interested in knowing what I've included for them, what I've put together for them. So I think that's awesome. Speaking of advisor and client relationship, can you talk a little bit about the advisor versus client vault? I know we touched on this earlier, but are there any kind of key differences that you want our listeners to walk away with, or key similarities as well?
Looking at it first from the advisor side, the vault is a way, so each client that you add into the platform will have a vault. You'll see that in the client workflow. And that's very important in our software, because our software is forward-facing. What I mean by forward-facing is that we aggregate accountant data, so those numbers are being updated daily, potentially even more frequently if you go into a connection and refresh it. Numbers are always changing. That affects reports that you look at, that reflects plans that you've built and advanced planning, and so on. It stems throughout the entire system. The only way to get a memorialized fact set that you can refer to in the future is by sending either an individual report or a packaged presentation to the vault. Once documents, either singular report or a full presentation, is sent to the vault, they become stagnant. So those values will not continue to update daily. So we always recommend that in training as a best practice, to get in the habit of doing that both on some kind of annual cadence, whether that's semi-annually, quarterly, whatever works for you, but also anytime you have a conversation with a client where you're showing them projections or estimations, things like that, so that you have record of that reference point that you are communicating about, you can store all of that in the vault. So it's a great way for advisors to get information from our system and projections, recommendations, etc., into the vault, Advisors can also upload outside documents into the vault, whatever that might be, maybe from other platforms, whether you use an integration like Allbridge or Redtail or, you know, so many out there, you can upload documents into the vault in that way as well. So that's from the advisor side. From the client side, the vault is more of a personal document repository. I know I used that phrase earlier. For the client, this is a huge piece for creating that peace of mind. For them, it's that fireproof, waterproof, like floodproof, or really any like hazardous weather proof for all of their important documentation that they can access, like I said earlier as well, from anywhere, from the palm of their hand if they have internet on their phone. So this really does a couple things for the client. Like I said, it creates peace of mind. All of their documents are organized online that they can access from anywhere if they need to. Another thing is that if, you know, we're talking about not such great situations here like fires and floods and, you know, tornadoes and all that kind of stuff. If for some reason something were to happen to their parents or to them, if they are parents, being a mom myself, having little ones, just knowing that you can share with whomever you have set to be like the guardian or whatnot, if their children are older, let them know that they can go to their financial advisor to be able to access this documentation, and it's all organized. Everything's there that they'll need. God forbid something were to happen. It just provides peace of mind and, you know, lets the family know as well that things are organized and taken care of. And it's not like you'll have to be rooting through all of the different stacks of paperwork and boxes or things like that. So two differences from both the advisor and the client view. It's also collaborative, so you can see information uploaded by each. Advisors do have the more, how do I want to phrase this? Advisors have a little bit more control over the vault. They can upload more information, and everything that they upload does not have to be shared with a client. So they can keep it as a document repository for themselves, as an archival tool for themselves. They don't have to share all of that information with the client. If they choose to, there is always an actions menu for each individual item that they can choose to share items with the client when and if they wish to. And then again, if it's just going to be for a short period of time, they can then unshare that and just keep that in an archival way for themselves.
You've definitely lended to my next question, or you lead into my next question very nicely, which is really about what the advisors have control over. And I think that that's really important for advisors to walk away from this episode understanding. Can they set up any rules or limitations on what the client has the ability to do within their vault?
Yes. Two different rules that they can manipulate in relation to the vault for the client. So, and it'll make more sense as we go. Typically, there's one that we recommend, and then the other one we don't often see manipulated. So the two alerts are allow clients to upload files, and then hide empty folders from clients. So the default for both of those is yes in the software, and you'd be able to see this under the globe icon, the Manage Client Portal, under the Vault tab in that menu on the left. The very first one, allow client to upload files. That's one that we don't see too often manipulated. I personally have never seen that turn to no. I'm sure there would be a potential use case out there, so I don't want to say always. And then the second one, hide empty folders from clients. By default, this is turned to yes, and this is typically what we recommend. It just reduces confusion for new users on the client portal because they can only upload into two of them, shared documents and my private documents. So it just reduces confusion if they don't see all of the folders in there in the beginning, especially if they're empty. It just makes things a little bit easier. Of course, if you add documentation into an additional folder, whether that's the reports folder or the legal folder, whatever it may be, if you then choose to share a document within that to the client, they would then be able to see said folder. But again, the client can't upload documentation into that folder.
That makes sense. And I think it will make sense to our advisors who are listening. And I think that it gives them a good understanding on what they're able to kind of control on their side of things. On the flip side, while, you know, they want to help kind of control things or maybe set up some parameters there, what can the advisor do to help the client understand the vault on the client side of things?
There are a couple things that advisors can do. First of all, be aware of the help menu and the different resources that you have available to you to help explain this. In trainings, when we're talking about the client portal and we're talking about the vault, we typically recommend if you are working with a new client or you're just sending out an invitation to the client portal, so somebody's getting on brand new, we do recommend to have created a little packet of information that will help introduce the client to the portal in general. And in there, of course, some documentation around the vault to explain what it is, because this really is the piece that kind of sets you apart from your competition. This, in addition to your knowledge and stuff on how you can help your clients reach their goals and dreams, this piece will set you apart from the others because it does provide that peace of mind and it's everything all in one place. But one specific help item that I will mention that you could share with the clients, it's called the Vault Checklist. It's just a slick that talks about different types of items, and we have it categorized out there for the client that they may want to think about adding to the vault. So things like legal documents, insurance policies. This is a huge one. Since, you know, working in customer service, advisors have questions about, you know, adding in insurance policies. A lot of times they have to enter it from basic policy illustration, so they actually need to see the documentation. So you can recommend, it's all written right there for you, for the clients to upload those insurance policy statements. Taxes, any kind of like identification, property, family things. So with this, you can also recommend that they upload photos if they want, especially for families who have been through something like a fire or a flood, like Katrina or something like that. Video clips, you name it. But I know that this has been really helpful, especially for families if there's a picture of a family recipe that was handwritten by a grandmother or something. Everybody wants to have a piece of that. But if you can at least have like a picture version of it that you can save it online, that's a great thing to recommend uploading to the vault. So that's just the vault checklist. A way that advisors can help their clients even a step further, just from giving them a slick like that, is advisors can create document suggestions that the client can see within their portal. Document suggestions are all managed under your global settings, so in that navy blue navigation bar on the top right. Document suggestions allows you to populate suggested items that the client can see under specific categories. So you could create any kind of document suggestion that you would potentially apply to any client, all within your settings. And then under the Manage Client Website section of the portal, under that globe icon, you can pick and choose which ones you want to show for each individual client. So here you have the ability to turn off the ones that don't apply to this particular client. If they're single, you don't need to have them up, you know, recommend that they upload their marriage certificate or things like that. You know, you want to have it be personal and not just feel generic to them. But you can upload things under different people. So people would be them, their spouse, their children, any other important persons or entities that they have entered, whether that's birth certificates, social security cards, numbers, things like that, real estate, business, and personal properties. So a lot of different ways to customize what the client will see. And then where will the client see those? When the client has logged in and they've gone under their organizer in the client portal and they click into any of those pieces, whether it's the bubble for themselves or their people or their property underneath, or they go under any accounts that they have either connected themselves or you have connected for them, there's the ability to then see those document suggestions right there within those pages. And it'll just take a quick link for them. They'll be able to see, like, upload birth certificate to the vault. And when they click that link, it'll take them right to the vault and ask them to upload that document.
I love that you mentioned the help menu selfishly, because I work a lot with the help menu and making sure that, you know, there is documentation to help our advisors help their clients and create a good experience for them. One of the things that we talk a lot about here is making business efficient. How do you feel the vault lends to making business more efficient for our advisors?
Huge efficiency key right here. So I did mention already about sending documentation reports or an entire presentation to the vault. Anytime that you have a conversation with a client where you're talking about projections, things like that, great. Just kind of way to like cover your tail. If they ask questions, you can refer back to those specific values. There is also efficiency pieces. So being able to just efficiently share all within the eMoney application, you can share presentations directly with a client. You don't have to download it and then send it in an email that they then have to download to be able to view, et cetera, or even an encrypted email. It's all in one place. The client can log in. They can go directly to their vault. They can be notified if you share something in their vault as well. So clients can choose to set up alerts on that side as well, which I didn't mention earlier, and maybe I should have. But we have it built to be very cohesive and work together. There is a bulk share option as well. So if there is something that you have stored in your advisor vault. So remember, the advisor vault can be found in your navy blue navigation bar. Under that more dropdown, you have your advisor vault. And this is general to you. It's not specific to any client. However, if there was something that you wanted to share with multiple clients, you have the option from your advisor vault, select those items. In the actions dropdown menu, you can select bulk share. And that will share with all of your clients in the platform, and they'll be able to see that. They'll be able to have that in their individual vault folders as well. Another big piece about making or having our tool help you be more efficient is that the vault allows for alliance partner sharing as well. Alliance partners is a piece of our platform, again, found underneath the settings, that allows you to collaborate with other business professionals on behalf of the client. If you're familiar with the client portal and onboarding, it asks for any other like professionals that they work with, whether it's an estate attorney, tax attorneys, you name it, they can input their information there. This is a great way for advisors who refer business back and forth with other people in similar industries, just to kind of avoid the backup of information just being funneled through a client between all these different people on their behalf. The alliance partner capability allows you to grant permission to these other financial professionals to view information in the vault about the client. So clients, of course, have the ability to approve or deny this. Clients can see exactly who can see their information. And it's very specific and limited control of the vault that they have access to. But that's just another way that we have found that we can help provide you with a more efficient process of sharing information with necessary people with client approval.
That's perfect. It's a great tool to be able to share client information, like you mentioned, and do so in an efficient way. I think that that's huge. One of my favorite things about the vault is just how interwoven it is and can be throughout the application as a whole. Can you talk a little bit about that, the vault's relationship with other parts of eMoney?
Absolutely. The vault, like you said, that word interwoven, it is interwoven throughout the platform. So as you're going throughout, we have built-in presentations several places throughout, whether that's the basic facts, the goal planner, the decision center, and also foundational planning. If you're using any of those tools, as well as within the presentation section, all of that funnels you into the vault. Because like I said earlier, our system is forward facing. Reporting is very important to be able to see projections, etc. But it's only helpful once you have, you know, numbers that you can rely on that create a point in time for you. Being able to send some of those to a repository that will keep them for you, which is the vault, having that interwoven and having easy click points to quickly be able to send a group or an individual of reports to the vault is so helpful. You'll also notice, or maybe if you haven't noticed, this might be a new thing for you, when you're viewing individual reports through the reports tab, you'll notice that there is a generate button on the top right-hand side, slightly below the gray parameters box. That generate button will send that individual report that you're on directly to the reports folder in the vault. If you don't see that generate button, that means it's not a client-facing report. So there are several of those out there. However, majority are client-facing. But we just have it interwoven for you to be able to quickly send pieces of information that you need into that document repository.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I think that we don't want people to view the application and parts of the application as being so siloed, because really parts of the application work together so well with other components. And the vault is one of those. It involves reports, presentations, the help menu. And I think that that's just so valuable for advisors to leave here today understanding. We've talked a lot about, you know, things that you should put in the vault and things that you can put in the vault. Is there anything that an advisor should not plan on putting in the vault?
I don't have anything specific that I would recommend here. You know, I said there's one file type that isn't supported, the executive file type. And then we have the max upload of an individual file being 30 megabytes. So, you know, you can't upload an entire video of your grandson's soccer game. Not that an advisor would be doing that for a client. But, you know, I mean, it is secure. You know, our security measures do apply to the vault as well. And I know that as advisors, you're dealing with a lot of PII in and of itself with what you do. So just being mindful of what it is that you're uploading to the vault, but I don't have any specific kind of documentation that I would recommend not uploading to the vault.
That's great. It can be a home for a lot of different things then. What is one thing that you want advisors to leave this episode knowing about the vault, or one thing that you would recommend implementing as a best practice when it comes to the vault?
Sure. So I think I mentioned this earlier, but maybe I'll harp on it again. The vault really is your biggest selling piece. This is what is going to set you apart from your competition. You have the knowledge. So your knowledge and expertise, in addition to being able to offer them this piece in the client portal, is going to set you apart, because not only can you help them achieve their goals with your knowledge, you can give them this peace of mind. The client portal allows you to offer them the ability to have everything all in one place. They can log into their client portal to view all of their accounts together, see their entire net worth all in one place rather than logging into multiple times. And it's a secure way to share information. They don't have to go through the rigmarole of encrypted emails and all that kind of stuff. They can simply log in, check their vault, download what they need to, etc. If they need to sign something, save it back to you. It's a very simple, easy, effective way to share and communicate information. Everything's all in one place. And it provides, like I gave the examples earlier, peace of mind. Real life example here. a colleague of mine who was on the training team as well is an only child. And she, you know, being an e-money employee, we're all told to use the site. It's the best way to learn it, to actually use it. And so she helped get her parents set up and organized and really organized in the vault with all their documentation. Because like I said, God forbid something would happen. Everything would be on her lap as the only child. She found out through that entire process that they had like prepaid for their funeral and burial site and all this kind of stuff. They had all these conversations that they wouldn't have had otherwise outside of utilizing the vault. So it's a great way to be able to provide peace of mind, and it's a way to be able to show those that you love them and that you're taking care of things and thinking into the future. So this vault piece, while it's a great way to communicate with the client and effectively share information, it goes beyond the advisor-client relationship. This really has impact on the client's life and can impact the ones that they love as well. So don't sleep on the vault. This is a huge piece in helping you, you know, if you're trying to land potential clients and things, highlight this piece.
Wow, I did not know that story about the training team, but that's such a valuable story for people to walk away with because, yeah, there are so many important conversations around finances and life that need to be had or should be had at some point, and it's great that this really created that opportunity for her. All right. How do you feel, final question, how do you feel the vault can really enhance the advisor-client relationship?
I feel that this can enhance the advisor-client relationship in that it reduces all the excess noise in terms of communication. It creates a seamless, streamlined process for sharing information back and forth. I know when I have to share a bunch of different types of content with people, I can get overwhelmed with the different ways of communicating. Having one place to go for everything, one reliable source where you can simply log in at your convenience, whether if it's you can't sleep at 2 or 3 in the morning and it's on your mind and you're up anyway, so you just might as well log in and look. You can see information, or, you know, whether you're out of town, out of the country, etc. Everything is all in one place, and it's just an effective way to communicate.
I love that. Yeah, I completely agree. I think the vault is a really awesome feature that eMoney offers advisors to use with their clients and for their clients. And I really hope that people leave today's episode wanting to use it if they're not using it. And if they are using it, feeling inspired to use it in different ways and help their clients get more documents uploaded, and understanding that the vault is, for lack of a better term, that kind of safe space for documentation and information for them. Carla, thank you so much for joining the podcast today. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you sharing all about the vault and all that you do on the training team. And yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And I look forward to hopefully seeing you guys in future trainings as well. If you listen to the podcast and you see me in your training, chat in and say hi.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode on the vault. Maybe you recognized Carla from some other eMoney training you've joined in on. A special shout out to her for sharing all of her knowledge on this part of eMoney with you so that you can best use the vault in your business. Remember to send us a topic request or any questions over at knowledgebasedcontent@emoneyadvisor.com, and be sure to subscribe so you can always catch the newest podcast episodes right as they release.